desire and interest in your prayers tonight as we look in the Word. Appreciate the meeting. Appreciate very much the spirit that has been here with us. In each one of these services, it has been good to have been here. Because the presence of the Lord, and this is just a little bit of preacher talk, the Lord gives messages and comes to camp meeting with messages that the Lord has given and waiting on the time and the place. There can be a right message for a wrong time. There's never a right time for a wrong message, but there can be a wrong time for a right message. There can be a right time for a right message. And as the word went forth last night, I asked the Lord, is this the message you want? Because Brother Bob, so wonderfully the Lord blessed and brought some things out. And then other times, as children well know, parents sometimes tell you the same thing more than once. And there are some things that I believe tonight the Lord had given me this message for this meeting before I came here, and I believe the Lord have us to share it tonight. Of what cup are you drinking? It's a very personal message tonight. It's a message of self-examination. A couple weeks ago I was out in town. It was probably 9:30 at night. It was dark out, and I was almost home. I was turning down past the fuel station that leads into our neighborhood, and a car lit up behind me. And I had no idea why I was being pulled over. I wasn't speeding. I used my blinker. I had no idea. So I pulled over and Lord help me with this one. I don't know what's the matter. The officer came to my window and he looked in, and I want to say he was so respectful. Do you know policemen are used to dealing with people many times that are criminals and breaking the law? And so sometimes they can come across a little bit brash. This officer deserved a merit in my book. He came up to the window very respectfully and looked in at me at the window, and I looked at him and I said, what's the problem, sir? And he asked me a question. He said, have you been drinking? That was about the last thing that I expected to come out of his mouth. And I looked at him, I said, sir, I said, I'm a pastor, and I said, I don't drink. And he said, okay. He said, well, I just wanted to check. He said, I saw that you hit the middle line two or three times when you were in front of me. And he said, I wanted to check. There were some indicators that in his book, when you see someone hitting the line, there's some signals that go off. There's some things he was wondering. Is this someone that is intoxicated? Of what cup has he been drinking of? And so he asked the question, have you been drinking? Tonight, all of us have been drinking from some cup or another. But when you have been drinking alcohol, the consequence is that it impairs your brain function. Right. When you're intoxicated, you don't, you have poor judgment. It diminishes your ability to respond quickly to situations. You're impaired. You're weakened. Your judgment is reduced. Tonight, depending upon what cup you have been drinking of, it is possible that our judgments have been impaired because of the things that we've been doing in life. There is a scripture over in Ephesians in the 5th chapter, if you will turn with me and read. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 15. He said, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is." Folks, it is imperative tonight that we know what the will of God is. But there are too many people tonight that have been drinking of the wrong cup, and it is impairing their spiritual judgments. What cup have you been drinking of? He went on to say, "And be not drunk with wine." Folks, the scripture's pretty clear here, isn't it? Be not drunk with wine. There's a lot of people that will debate it, they'll talk about it, but alcohol can impair your judgments. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. The decisions and the choices that we make are to be done under the unction and the influence of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, I just wonder, as we examine our own life, have I been operating under the unction of the Holy Ghost? The choices that we're making tonight, it is not enough that we are in these four walls this evening. It is not enough that we've been coming to church for many years. What is it that is dictating the daily choices that we're making in life? Because if we are drinking, now literally, if we are drinking of the alcohol, it does affect the way the brain thinks. It affects the way that we react. Folks, the things of this world will do the same thing. If we drink of the things of this world, it is going to impair our spiritual reactions. It is going to hinder the blessings of the Spirit of God individually in our homes and as a body of Christ tonight if we're not operating continuously under the Holy Spirit. So be not drunk with wine, he said, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. David said, "I will take the cup. I'll take the cup of salvation. And I'll call upon the name of the Lord." Folks, I want to encourage us to take the cup tonight of salvation in all that it possesses and drink deep of it. We don't need to be looking for other sources to fulfill the needs and the longings of our spirit. We need to find those things in the Lord. But the enemy is offering a lot of things out there in this generation to try to draw us in to partaking of a different cup. Now, I was sick with that bug that's going on around a few days ago. And I was in the room and Renee was looking at some of the water bottles and she said, "Is this yours?" Because it was partially drunk. And I said, I don't know. You know what she did with it? She threw it out. It might have been good water. It might have been. But she wasn't going to take a chance. Folks, there are too many, and I'm just going to say of us. Is that all right? There are too many of us tonight that are taking too many risks with the things of this world. And as a people, we are being affected because too many people are drinking out of the wrong cup. And when we come together, we want this anointing of the Holy Spirit. We want the anointing of the Lord in our lives. We want victory. We want power. We want deliverance. But folks, what cup have we been drinking of? We cannot expect to drink of an infected cup. and say, on one hand, I've got some good water from the Lord. I've got the cup of salvation. But on the other hand, I've got a cup that's it's full of sickness and I'm drinking out of both of them. You know what's going to happen? We're going to get sick. Folks, for this cause, many are weak and sickly among us because we've been drinking of the wrong cup. There needs to be a place of examination in asking the Lord, Lord, am I drinking of the cup of salvation? Am I operating with a clear mind? Because the reality is when someone is intoxicated, more often than not, they think they can handle it. I can drive. I'm fine. I can do it. I'm in control. The reality is they're not in control. Tonight, it is just as much a reality that if we are drinking of the things of this world and we are looking for the entertainments of this world to satisfy something in our spirit, and we are not looking to the Lord to make us a whole, complete person, we are not operating with our full senses. And our judgments are going to be impaired. Lord wants us to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit and not to walk as fools, but to walk wisely, circumspectly. The scripture in Matthew 6:21 says, for where your treasure is, there's what? Will your heart be also where your treasure is? Folks, it has something to do with the cup that we've been drinking of. Where's your heart tonight? Where's your treasure? You know, it doesn't take very long with talking to someone to start finding out where their heart really is. I think this is good water. You know, it is a joy to drink of good water. I don't have to be worried. I don't have to worry about where it came from or if it's been contaminated. Folks, the things of God are the same way. But when you start dabbling with the things of the world, there are some indicators sometimes. There are some indicators. See, I wasn't drunk, just for the record. He pulled me over, and all I could do was say, sir, I'm really sorry. I have some things on the passenger seat that I had reached over to get. That might have been what happened. But I can assure you, I hadn't been drinking. But do you know tonight that if where our heart is, going back to the thought, that where our heart is, where our treasure is, that's where our heart is. They're compatible with one another. And you can find that out with what makes you excited tonight. What is it that excites your passions tonight? What is it that, where do you spend your time? Your money. What do you like to talk about? What do you like to do? Don't misunderstand me tonight. There is a balance in life. We are in this world, so that means there are things in life that we have to do and take care of it. But Jesus prayed that although we were in the world, we would not be of the world. That we would not be drinking of the cup of the world. Folks, when people look at our life, what do they see? Do they sit back and say, I wonder what cup have they been drinking out of? Has anyone ever asked you about someone else that you knew and said, is this person saved? And you were just kind of stammering, you didn't know what to say? Because you thought they had a profession, but there were evidences that they weren't saved and it put you in an awkward place. It's not my job or yours to determine one another's salvation. But see, the problem is that there are indicators. There was an indicator that police officer, he said, hey, someone's hitting that line. This man might not be capable of driving safely, and I'm going to check on it. Do you know tonight that is what the Holy Spirit in His love does to us? And He comes along and he examines us and He says, you know what, you need to be careful right here. You're getting close to the edge. It's time to start examining. What have I been partaking of? What cup have I been drinking of? The enthusiasm for the things of God seems to be waning in this generation. Is that true? Why is that? Is it because God's power is not what it used to be? Is it because the Holy Spirit can't anoint like He used to? Folks, it's because too many are drinking of a different cup. They're drinking of the things of the world, and yet they want the Lord's blessing. But folks, if we're going to follow the Lord tonight, we're going to have to follow Him with all of our heart. That, Lord, I don't want to drink of any other cup, but I want to drink of the cup of salvation. I want to embrace holiness. You know, holiness is not a bad word, but the world has tried to make it that way. To the point that even amongst the camp of the saints, sometimes people cringe just a little bit if you're going to start talking too much about holiness. Because some people are kind of wanting to drink out of both cups. But folks, we're going to have to drink. If we want the anointing of the Lord, we're going to need to drink exclusively of the cup of purity and holiness in every aspect of our life. And it's not dependent upon what everybody else in the congregation is doing. It doesn't matter what the pastor's wife is doing. It doesn't matter what the preacher's doing. It doesn't matter what the preacher's children are doing. It doesn't matter what the son... Well, it matters for them, but understand what I'm saying. It's not going to excuse you or me when the Holy Spirit comes along and says, you're drinking of the wrong cup. And I say, you know, just like with my children, they say, Dad, can we do this? And you know what? I don't think it's real good. I don't think that's a real good place to go. But everybody's doing it. Brother so-and-so's children are going, and this one's going, and they're going. Well, it's not the point what everybody else is doing. It's not a good cup to drink from. And when your children, parents, just a little for free advice, when everybody is doing something, it means you probably need to be real sure what cup they're drinking out of. Because when the children say, but everybody does it, but everybody doing something doesn't make it right. Everybody doing something is not conducive to godliness and spirituality. I do not want to take my children somewhere that's going to whet the appetite for the things of the world, that's going to eventually end up in them drinking out of the wrong cup. All of our children and families have decisions they make on their own. But when they are in the home, folks, as parents, we have a God-given responsibility not to bring the cup of the world in the home. And some wonder why children can't do this and they can't focus on this and they can't be in service like they used to, because their minds are being overstimulated with the things of the world. Because mom and dad brought a cup into the home. And then we say, Lord, where are you? You pray for us tonight. Take heed. Luke 21:34, he said, take heed to yourselves. In other words, it's not our job to be taking heed of everybody else. But take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the earth. What he's saying here, we may say, well, I'm doing good on the drunkenness part. I'm not taking to that cup. But what about the cares of life? Jesus said, it will be a snare to all of them. That includes us tonight. Folks, we are too busy in this generation. It was spoken about this afternoon. We are too busy in this generation. And if we are not careful, we're going to be drinking of a cup that is lawful, but it's stealing the time from the things that we ought to be doing for the Lord. Overcharge is too much. I don't think you need your pastors to go home and tell you how much is too much. Frankly, that is way too big of a job for man. But I want to challenge all of us tonight. Let the Spirit of the Lord do that for you. We are in perilous times tonight. What cup are you drinking? Are you allowing in the lawful things of life for the Spirit to come along and say, you know what, Michael, it's too much now. You need to lay that thing down. You're getting too wrapped up. You're getting too involved. It's overstimulating your mind and your emotions. And you need to back off a little bit because I want to bless you. Choices that we make on a daily basis, folks, have to do with that we're going to have too much or not. Overcharge, too much. The Scripture in 1 John, very familiar passage of Scripture, says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. We live in it, but folks, we're not to partake of it. That's not where our love should be. I remember going to a meeting one time and a little boy came up to me. And he said, how did you get here? And I said, I came on a plane. And he said, oh, I'm scared of planes. He said, I saw a movie, Snakes on a Plane. I wouldn't fly on a plane. I said, okay. I said, well, there are no snakes on my plane. But I said, how would you come? He said, well, I wouldn't go on a train either because I saw a movie. And I, Lord have mercy. Something he was infilling his mind, and you may say, oh, well, that really wasn't cute. You know that? Because that little boy's mind was being impacted. It was being impacted by what mom and dad, the cup that they had brought, and the little boy brought it to camp meeting, and it was shaping his impressions of reality, and it was a false impression. That's not the only false impression the world is trying to leave. Do you know the world? And please, if you don't understand what I say tonight, pray about it and the Lord give you understanding. But we live in a world that is because of the love of the world that is being drawn so much to the entertainments of the world. Do you know the Scripture talks about the gods of this world? There are gods of this world, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what they are. The things that are driving the passions of our world, it's fashion, it's sports, entertainment, music. Is that not right? Those are gods. People may not be getting on their knees in front of it, but they are worshiping it with their time, with their money, and with their affections. And now as people of God, we say, where do we fit into all this? Where does this fall, and how do we deal with all of these things? Folks, we need the Holy Spirit. And when He says, back off. Do you know what one of the most liberal companies in this country is? Disney. May not get many amens here, but I want to share something with you tonight. One of the most liberal companies, and they have a stated agenda. I'm not pulling things out of thin air. Young people, I'm not fanatical here. All you have to do is a little bit of research. It's there, and they are not gearing their stuff to the adults. They're gearing it to the children. And mom and dad, too many amongst professing saints, are bringing that stuff into the homes, babysitting their children, entertaining their children with it as if it were harmless. And they have an agenda that is promoting the breakdown of the God-given family. And we sit back and say, but we would never do that. It's starting. They know they can change a generation one child at a time by bringing these things in and influencing their perspective of a God-given reality. It matters what cup we drink from tonight. Young people, I'm going to go a step further. And it's not just the young people. It's all of us. We are what we eat. And what we partake of is what we will become. And if we partake of the things of the world, we as individuals, in our families, as a congregation, and as a body, we will become more worldly. We will do it. But the reality is, it's not that the Lord is just saying, don't drink of that, don't drink of that. The Lord has provided something that is better tonight. It's not a negative message, but there are indicators sometimes that I'm concerned about him spiritually. Well, what are you drinking? And you say, well, I'm not drinking anything, but there's some impaired judgments. You know, we're talking about amusements. I'm going to go a step further. And do you know tonight that with Disney, then I said, I've never been to Disneyland and Disney World. I have no desire to. They promote things that are so ungodly. Why do I want to take my children to a place of amusement, to the very things that I don't want to bring into my home? And then we look at other amusements. Do you know tonight, in this May, if you've never heard this taught, I just want to share with you, do you know that there used to be a lot said amongst the saints about amusement parks and sporting events and those things? Do you know that used to be taught very strong on? It used to be. You notice the past tense? You know why it's past tense? It's because too many are drinking of the cup. And so it gets a little bit too uncomfortable because, you know, we know there's a balance to all things and we want to be careful. And, you know, is this really sin? But folks, it really comes down. It's not because something used to be taught. Don't run with that one. Because there are some things that used to be taught that probably shouldn't have been taught. But we want teaching from the Word. So the question is then, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Things. Well, don't get on think. Yeah, the Bible does. He said things. Don't love it. Don't let it drive you. Don't let it control your time, your money, your affections. Every weekend when you've got to be at the amusement park. Folks, I live close to one of the biggest amusement parks in this part of the country. You may wonder where I live. I live close to Branson. I want to say, be careful, saints. Let the Spirit of God, we are living in a thrill-seeking age. We're living in a thrill-seeking age, and we may say, well, what's wrong with it? Folks, it's walk with God individually. But what the cup that we drink of, it will affect us. And so we have to ask ourselves some honest questions. How does this affect me spiritually when I do this? When I go here and I'm around this environment, what does it do to my relationship with the Lord? When I go over to this place and I'm involved in that, what is it teaching my children? When I go home at night, is it conducive to having good family worship, or is it just, you know, is it dull my senses? You see, when we drink of the wrong cup, it dulls our senses. I am amazed. And I don't want anybody to think tonight, I have no stones to throw. No stones to throw, okay? Full disclosure, I have never been to Silver Dollar City and I have no plans to go. But I want to tell you one of the reasons. I live too close. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes... Do I need to explain that? The reason is because sometimes there are things that maybe in life that they're not sin, they're not wrong, that you can go places and do some things sometimes, but you could have too much of something too. And I have also taken note of some that, let me just broaden out, I'm not going to talk about one place now, have gone place and come back saying, you know what, I was so uncomfortable. Well, I want to learn from others too. I want to be willing to what, but I will also found that people that start doing things of this world over and over and over, they will lose their sensitivity. I'm talking about things of the world that imbibe and pull on the thrill seeking and the, nothing's wrong with walking around an old city. Okay? Understand that? Nothing's wrong with looking at blown glass. All right? But there are other things in the music industry that people's hearts are going out to, and they're being driven by it. They're being pulled by it. They're being captivated by it. It's like, Lord, if we had that same desire for the things of God, that same desire to, Lord, I want to drink of the cup that you have, and I want you to satisfy and fulfill that need. Oh, folks, let's be on guard tonight. Don't misunderstand if you think it's being too straight or fanatical. It's not. It's our individual walk with the Lord. But listen to the Spirit. And if there are things that are lawful tonight, maybe in temperance, maybe in balance, be listening when the Lord says, okay, enough's enough now. Back off a little bit. It's too involved. Now you need to back off. Say, Lord, I don't want to drink any more of the cup, and I want to be sure I'm in all things in moderation. We live in an electronic age. Brother Bob touched on it last night. I'll tell you what, this electronic age has done with the internet has done more damage than the television ever did. Took a stand against the television as a people. Then the internet came in, which we use as a tool. The enemy's pretty smart. So now we're not going to say, thou shalt not, don't have the internet, but it's done more damage than the television's done. You know what that means? It means individually we need to stay very close to God and be led by the Spirit that we not drink of the cup of this world. Let your things be pure. Saints, only drink of the cup of purity. You drink of the cup of impurity, it will not only affect you, it will affect those around you. When someone is drunk, how many times have you heard of accidents caused by drunk drivers? And it seemed like they walked away fine and they left death. They left death behind them. Folks, if we are drinking of the wrong cup tonight, you might survive. But what is it doing to your children? What impact is it having on others around us? If everybody tonight, and I don't think this is too radical of a question, but if everybody tonight in the church was living like we are living, would we be satisfied with that and say the Lord is blessing His people? Or would there be anything that says, they're drinking of what cup? What cup are you drinking of tonight? Are you being balanced, careful, listening to the Lord? Folks, the world is no substitute for what God has to offer tonight. The Lord has something so much better. All things are lawful, but all things aren't edifying. All things are lawful. You go up and you know how children, a lot of times they have those earbuds in. Next time you see your children with them, might be a good idea to come and find out what cup they're drinking out of. What are you listening to? What are you looking at? As parents, we have that responsibility. But ultimately, each and every one of us individually have a responsibility. Be sure the things that you're filling your mind with are pure. Young people, all of us, the things you look at, the places you go, the things you do, the things you listen to, it does have an impact on you spiritually. Because about the time you say, well, should I give this up and it's so hard to give up? I have to start wondering, why is it so hard to give this up? You know, someone was speaking recently about a cup of coffee they were giving up for the Lord. That was another cup that they found they were addicted to. Not a lot said about that anymore either, is there? They found that they needed the cup of coffee before they did Jesus in the morning, and the Lord started talking to them. Folks, it's an individual walk. Amen. It's okay to be quiet. It's an individual walk, saints. But I want to tell you, if you want the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we are going to have to, in every part of our life, say, Lord, help me to listen to the checks of the Spirit. And maybe there's been things I've been doing and it's fine and it's not wrong, but the Lord personally for me comes and says, this is a hindrance to you. But would not it be better tonight if everybody else is doing it and it's all right, but it's a hindrance to me, that I cut my hand off and make it to heaven? Even if I'm going in heaven lame and everybody has both hands, it's not my job to say, but Lord, Brother Philip has both hands. No, Michael, this thing's a hindrance. You cut it off. Well, Lord bless Brother Philip with both of his hands, but I want to make it to heaven. Folks, this is what it means to walk individually with the Lord. Walking with God, individually with God. Walking honestly. Scripture over in Romans says not to make provision for the flesh. Don't even make provision for it, but get close to God. What cup have you been drinking of tonight? As we conclude this evening, over in the book of John, in the 6th chapter, I'm not going to turn and read it, but I'll relate it. You can find it in John chapter 6, 53, going through verses 68. But Jesus told those that were following Him, He told them in essence, if you want to follow me, He said, you're going to have to eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. He said, you're going to have to drink of the cup that I give to you. And they were offended. And it said that many of them walked away. They went away and they walked no more with Him. Folks, the Lord has a cup extended to us tonight. And I will tell you, it is a cup that will satisfy your soul. But if you want to be satisfied to the fullest, we're going to have to get rid of some of the other cups. And some of it just means an issue of temperance. It means an issue of control and balance and bringing things we heard this morning in order. But the Lord has a cup and its holiness and its purity and its godliness in our attitudes, in our dress, in where we go, in how we talk, in every aspect of our lives. There is a cup. And the Lord said, if you want to be part of me, He said, you're going to have to drink of this cup. But folks, it's a good cup tonight. You don't need to be afraid of holiness. You don't have to be afraid when you turn your back on the things of the flesh and the things of this world. The Lord has something better to give to you in its place. It's a lot better. It's a lot better. And so many of the disciples walked away. And Jesus turned and looked at His other disciples. He said, are you all going to go away too? And they said, Lord, where would we go? He said, Thou hast the words of eternal life. Tonight, where else can you go and be renewed and refreshed and satisfied and have comfort when you're sad and courage when you're hopeless? A friend at night when you're feeling lonely, when you're tired, when you're by yourself. Who better to go through life with tonight? But if you want that kind of presence from the Lord, it's going to take examining our life and answering the question. Well, the officer asked me, he said, have you been drinking? What cup have you been drinking? I will say that the Holy Spirit is very much like that officer was. Do you know, He was not out to get me in trouble. That was a police officer. I have great respect for that man. He didn't get me in trouble. He didn't berate me. He didn't even tell me to be careful. He went and He checked my license and he was almost apologetic. He said, I'll be right back real quick. And He brought my license back and He said, I just wanted to be sure that you were good to drive. Tonight, the Holy Spirit is not trying to make any of us feel guilty. If there are some things specifically that I mentioned that maybe you have in your life, don't say, well, I got preached. No. Just say, Lord, is there something here you want to do? Or maybe that wasn't for me. But listen to the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't try to make us feel guilty, but He's wanting to be sure we're good to drive tonight. He wants us to make it. So tonight, what cup have you been drinking of? And in conclusion, I would ask you again what the officer said, or tell you what he said to me. Felt like the Lord just wanted each one of you to know the Spirit saying the same thing. I just want to be sure that you're good to drive. And if you're not, come and get a deeper drink of the cup that the Lord has extended. Amen.